Hello, I'm Jen Taylor, host of the Design Your Wedding Business podcast. I am letting you know that I have created a great quiz that will help you figure out which of the eight CEOs you need to be working on and the tasks that would benefit you the most. I hope you hop down to the show notes, click the link, and take the quiz. I promise it's a quick 2-minute quiz, and I can't wait to see what your feedback is. Thank you. Hey, I'm Jen Taylor, and you're listening to Design Your Wedding Business. As a wedding business coach, I've made it my mission to help creative entrepreneurs build streamlined workflows, processes, and procedures so they can grow their business and spend time on what they love the most, their craft, their family, and their lives. I understand how you feel, and I know it may not be fun to put in the work to build a well-oiled machine, but luckily for you, that's what I love to do. On this podcast, I'm teaching you how to take the stress and chaos out of your business, remove the guesswork, and discover a clear, profitable path to sustainable growth. Let's get started. Hello, welcome to the Design Your Wedding Business podcast. I'm Jen Taylor, your host, and today on episode 30, can't believe I've done 30 of these, we're going to talk about creating a time to work on your business. One of the ways is creating a quarterly half day or a whole day if you want, where you sit with your business and create a plan on what to do in the upcoming quarter. So what does it mean when I say working on your business? That means no client work. End of story. You are working on the eight CEOs of your business. You don't necessarily have to sit down with each one of those, but it is a time to sit down and really review what's going on in your business. Look at quarterly goals. Did you meet last quarter's goals? What is the future quarter looking like? What do you need to do to change? Creating, a plan around your business. This is a great time to do that. We'll talk about this in a future episode, but a CEO day. Like this quarterly is probably a first good place to start, and then we add on from there. So you're like, okay, Jen, what should I be looking at in my quarterly review? Well, here's a couple of things. Financials. Analyze your profit and loss for the quarter. Look at cash you're bringing in, how much of it is profit, your expenses, the cost of sale, what are the costs of goods sold? What are you left with? Does this seem to be in line with your annual projections? If not, you'll be able to make changes while there's still time in the fiscal year. So look at your overhead, look at what you're spending. This is a great time to do that. If you need to make an income tax payment, if you're self-employed or a business owner, then this is the time to do that. So you're not taking everything that you've just earned and giving it to the government when you do your annual taxes. But if you're making a payment or you're setting that money aside, this is a great time to look at that. And your bookkeeper and or tax accountant will help with that. Again, by making a smaller payment each quarter, it lessens the load that would normally fall all at once. And then if you have any state taxes, I'm in the state of Washington, we have state tax. So this is when we have to do our taxes. So it is due the month after the quarter ends. So we just paid the third quarter. We had to pay by Halloween. So I had to make sure that was done. Operations. Looking, this is a really great one. Look at office supplies. I have that in for mine. I have so much office supplies. I don't even look at it at that right now. Review content calendar. Are you still on track with what you want to talk about? This is a great time to review what your quarterly talking points are. What's your big picture? What do you want to impart to your clients via social media? Marketing, planning that marketing calendar as well. Is there people you want to reach out to? Networking events you want to go to? Things like that. Marketing isn't always just social media. It is networking. It is going out and finding new business. And how do you do that? Reaching out to old clients, reaching out to current wedding professionals that you want to work with or that you've worked with in the last quarter that you want to send a thank you note to. This is a great time to be looking at that. And that goes into customer service. That's what I have in my customer service section. vendor thank you notes, sending out any vendor gifts, sending out any wedding gifts. I know in Tailored Events, we had a plan on when our clients got their gifts. So that was part of it. If you have a team, do you need to recruit anybody to come in? Do you need to administer any quarterly compensation, any bonuses? Review staff needs. Do you need to hire or let go of somebody? This is the time to look at that. And then marketing as a social media, as I said, review the content calendar, review your blogs. Do you need to do any videos? Review all your ads. Do you have ads in magazines? Do you have ads online? Are those things you need to look at? So it's really going through, and you'll actually get a copy in the show notes. Will be a link to my small business task list. And so you'll see all these listed out. And this is what I did in my business, was reviewing this and making sure all this got done. So that's what to think about, but also think about, what goals did you set for yourself in the beginning of the year? Are you still in line with making those goals? Do you need to adjust? This is not just for business, but also for you personally. It's a great time to review both. In my areas of what I review for my quarterly is, okay, maybe I finished my last quarter goals. Okay, they're done. What do you look at for the next one? I do two business and one personal. And I don't do it. I mean, as I said, that's three. You may do four, but you want to keep it really short and sweet and not overburden yourself with all these different goals. And those goals should tie back to your annual goal for your business and for your life. So it goes back to that 1, 3, and 5 year letter. Back in that episode, we talk about that. So it's really taking that 1 year plan and breaking it into quarters and then making sure those quarterly goals are met. So how do you get started? This is a big deal. You're like, okay, Jen, you just told me not to work on clients, to work on my business. How do I do that? Well, you can take, as I said, a half day, a full day. You can take many days throughout the week, but it's time for you to start working on your business and treating the business as such. It is a business. You are a business owner, and I'll get into that in a separate episode. But it's really on you to make sure that the business is running forward and you're not just sitting there. You know, you see that commercial, I think it's QuickBooks that does the commercial where the guy doesn't want to look at his invoices or his accounts payable because he doesn't know how. Well, this is a time for you to say, okay, I need to learn how to work on my business. And if it's just an hour a day, or if it's just a half an hour a day, it's working on your business. And the quarterlies are just a bigger version of that. It's time for you to look at the overall picture of your business and see how things are going. You're like, Jen, this is way too much. Well, this is where I can come in. You can reach out to me. We can create a business mapping plan. And that mapping plan will then start creating your quarterly goals, your quarterly working points of what you need to work on. So I'm not going to dig into more of that, but it's really thinking about your business each quarter and what you need to be looking at. We're going to talk about a lot of this stuff, kind of wrapping up the year and what you need to be looking at over the next couple episodes. So you'll hear more about the small business task list, really setting time aside for you to work on your business. Because over the next 2 months, you're going to need to figure out what's going on. You've just spent a crazy year. So now it's time to review and look ahead. I'll talk to you next episode. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Design Your Wedding Business. If you love what you're learning each week, please let me know by leaving a rating and a review. And while you're there, don't forget to follow the show so you don't miss out on any new episodes. As always, you can head over to my website, JenTaylorConsulting.com, to check out all the links and resources from this episode in the show notes. I'll talk to you all next week.